Here with commentator John Ridley. And John, you write novels for which you need a literary agent, right? You write TV and movies.
I need two agents for TV and movies. You actually need a movie agent to help you with your movies and a TV agent to help you with your TV. I also have a publicity agent to help me with my publicity. In Hollywood, you need somebody to help you with almost every aspect of your life. They're sort of doing the heavy lifting for you so that you can go out and create movies like, you know, The Wedding Planner. You don't have to, you know, burden yourself. You can go out and create.
You know, we throw the word around a lot, but I actually couldn't tell you precisely what an agent does.
It's actually a very, very difficult job because there are two aspects of it. One is that you're going out to do battle for your client. You're trying to get money and perks and things like that from producers and studios so that you can go back to your client. And the second half of it is to try to keep your client happy by getting these things. So it's always this precarious balance between trying to get them the work, trying to get them the little extra things, sometimes not getting them, but being able to say to your client, look, here's what I got you. Be happy with these wonderful things. In reality, you know, people joke about agents, but it's truly a thankless job. It really is.
That and the fact that they're defined as sleazy.
Slimy, scuzzy.
Why would anybody want to grow up to become an agent?
Why? Because as soon as you get a job, you're handed a BMW and a blonde. Those are the two things you get. And who doesn't want that? Actually, it's an interesting question. Why does someone want to be an agent when it is a difficult and thankless job and people do joke about agents? And it's a question that I tried to answer. I actually went to my agency, the Endeavor Talent Agency, and sort of traced the trail from beginning as a trainee all the way up to being a full-fledged agent. And I went to the mailroom and I met an intern there, Elizabeth Yeomans, who's actually an economics major at Stanford University. And I asked her, why would she choose to be an intern at a talent agency out of all the other places that she could have interned?
I didn't want to have to look at the stock market every morning. I would much rather wake up and read Variety or read The Hollywood Reporter or go to a movie premiere than, you know, look at numbers and stare at a computer screen all day. I'd rather do the business side of something that I find really interesting.
Also,
so I think that's what drew me here.
Tom Cruise, he's much better looking than Alan Greenspan.
Exactly.
I mean, Alan Greenspan, he just doesn't take a good picture.
Right. Well, I watch CNN, I watch Access Hollywood. I mean, it's just more exciting for me.
It's the entertainment industry, it seems very glamorous. But now that you're down here, you're in the mailroom, I'm looking around, I see a lot of videotapes, copying machines. It doesn't seem that glamorous. Does it, after 2 weeks, has the luster of Hollywood worn off at all?
Well, I do find myself making copies, alphabetizing videos, but if you can read everything you can get your hands on, and, you know, if you sit at a desk, you're answering calls from, you know, VJs from MTV, and even though that doesn't happen as much, it's worth the small perks, even though you spend most of your time sorting people's mail.
When you've been here now in this 2 weeks, you sort of bounced around from desk to desk. It's not just being in the mailroom, but sometimes you'll fill in for other people. Mm-hmm. Have you got a sense at all of whether you like working with, say, like, writers or directors or actors a little bit more? Is there one group that seems to be a little bit more fun or one aspect that seems to be a little bit more interesting?
I'm not really sure which one interests me the most. I've only read 3 scripts since I've been here, so I don't know if I would be able to read as many scripts as you have to read to be a literary agent. I mean, both sound really interesting to me.
The scripts that you read, were they good scripts? You don't have to say the names. Were they pretty good, or did you read them and go, wow, these guys...
I've heard that most of the scripts you read when you work here are terrible, but luckily mine were handpicked by assistants. You know, this is my favorite script. So the 3 I've read so far have been really good. I think it's time for me to get a script that somebody thinks is just awful so I can see the other side of it.
Just out of curiosity, any of those three scripts that you read that were really good, any of them written by John Ridley?
No.
He's a terrific writer, by the way. He's absolutely fantastic. I'm sure you know all his films.
Not yet.
Not yet. What a good kid. Later, I had her fired. Jason Alishran made the jump from the mailroom to working on a desk. That is, being an agent's assistant. There is, and I don't mean right here at Endeavor, but in Hollywood, there's a lot of ego in this town. So a lot of times you'll get on the phone when people are upset, they just don't say, hey, you made a mistake. There's a lot of yelling that goes on. I mean, a lot of really loud yelling. At the end of the day, when you're driving home, after you get home, how do you deal with that? Do you take it personally when somebody yells at you, or do you say, you know what, that's just the way it is, and it's not about me. People just like to yell out here.
I think it's the yelling that gets to me. I have no problems with it. I understand it's not about me. What frustrates me is when some, you know, two-bit so-and-so calls me and pretends that they're Sherry Lansing or like acts like, you know, and I'm like, who the hell are you? Why are you, you know, like, you know, why do I have to do this for you right now? You're nothing, you know, I don't say this, but that's what gets me mad. That's what infuriates me, you know. I understand my position. I understand I'm at the bottom. And with that said, I try to treat people with a lot of respect and not yell and understand my place. And when you get these calls from people from Cement Mixer Productions or whatever, you know, it's frustrating.
I work with Cement Mixer Productions. They owe me a lot of money, but I do work with them.
I hear you.
So but you talk about artistic integrity. You talk about having a vision. You talk about picking really good material. Mm-hmm. Then movies like Tomcats get made. So at some point, you just got to sell out. When are you looking to sell out? Are we just saying 5 years, you're just going to sell out and just sort of take the dough? I mean, seriously, when are you going to sell out?
I think I already have, unfortunately, John.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
No. When you hit town, you kind of sell out, don't you?
Even before, yeah.
Yeah. I sold my soul to the devil a long time ago. Unfortunately, I got a really bad price.
Oh, did you?
Yes. The market was down.
But it's going up now.
No, it's going down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I owe two souls. I have to be reincarnated just to pay my debt, so I'm not really looking forward to that. Philip Raskin is the co-head of the Motion Picture Literary Department. And he helps identify who among the Endeavor assistants has what it takes to swim with the sharks.
There's an agent here who we knew she was going to be an agent because she did something that was, you know, an agent was on his way traveling to London. It was 11 o'clock on a Saturday evening, and he had gotten to the airport and his upgrade, something had happened. The minute he checked in, the attendant said, "Sir, we have a message for you. Call, you know, pick up the house phone and we'll connect you to this number." It was his assistant, explained what happened, explained how she fixed it. It was all taken care of. It's not just about setting meals. It's just about anticipating what that person needs and what they want. Because as a good assistant, you'll ultimately make a great agent when you make those same anticipations of what your client's needs are.
So a lot of it is problem solving. A problem comes up, you got to solve it before it gets to the point that it's out of control.
Exactly.
It's the same for making a dinner reservation. It's the same for cutting a deal when so-and-so is not happy with something else and you solve that problem.
On the most basic level, yes, because it's grace under pressure. Yeah.
Now that you're an agent, do you ever get one of those all about Eve feelings? Do you ever start to look at people and say, okay, you know what, you're very slick, you're very cool, but that's not necessarily what makes a good agent?
You can kind of weed those people out. The people who are a little too, you know, let me wash your car and come over on the weekend and do your laundry, you kind of go, okay, you know, this isn't a Svengali kind of relationship, you know. It's all about the work you do here. I don't want my dry cleaning picked up. I don't want my, you know, don't go to the grocery store for me. Just, you know, answer my calls, take care of everything that goes on here, and take care of the clients more importantly, and it'll all work out great.
One last question. Being an agent, you're representing yourself, you're representing your company, you're representing your clients. In Hollywood, where so much of it is about representation, about ideas and concepts, how important is it to have the right car?
That's a loaded question, John Ridley. That is John, what kind of car do you have?
I have the right car.
You know, there's a colleague of mine who says that perception is reality. It's all about what your reality is. There's some people who are very comfortable in a certain kind of car because their image is that kind of level of what that car represents. There are other people who it just doesn't matter. And I think that largely depends upon the person.
Wow, that is a dodge if I've ever heard one. That's it. I think that's it. Thank you very much. From the Endeavor Talent Agency, that was Philip Raskin, Jason Alishran, and Elizabeth Yeomans.
And John Ridley. Where to tomorrow?
Who knows where destiny will take us tomorrow, Renee, but I have a feeling it might have something to do with cars.